WHCL FM, Clinton, New York. And now, here's an all shellac edition of Radiola. Really?
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Well, it's Friday evening, and you've survived another week to listen to radio, and I do appreciate you listening here on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And it's moist out there, so stay in your car and just listen to the radio. That's what I'd suggest. I'm Andy Sr. with a lot of shellac. I have several crates of 78s, and rather than trying to be too clever by half, I thought I would do some work this week and transfer a bunch of these puppies to a digital format so that I may play them for you over the air. And we began with a record that is so evocative, especially with that musicianly comment that is basically a song without words, but the words are very explicit indeed, referring to part of a horse that, not the main part, but the other part. Jack Helton and his orchestra, If You Can't Sing, Whistle, 1931, off of Victor. That was interesting. That was a British recording issued over here. And the next thing was Chew Berry and his, or either alternately the Stompy Stevedores, his jazz ensemble, whatever you want to call it, Limehouse Blues in 1937. And that was on a Parlophone, so that's an American recording issued over there. And much loved from the sound of it. And very, very much indeed. That was on that was Hotlips Page, George Matthews on trombone, Buster Bailey clarinet, Chew Berry on his tenor there, Horace Henderson, Lawrence Lucy on guitar. Lawrence, I think, is still doing okay there. Great guy. Israel Crosby, Cozy Cole on the drums in 1937, March 23rd to be exact. So. And then our theme, which you well know, so I will not reiterate it, but that's Willard Robeson singing his own thing there. And I think that's how he pronounced his name. I've heard it pronounced other ways, but I'll get comments on that too. We're going to continue now with a Casino Dance Orchestra. Scrappy Lambert here, and this is a very peppy song. It was sold to me as not being in great shape, but it sounds beautiful. It was like a VG or something, but it sings right out, and I love this song. 1928, Too Busy. Well, that's what I meant.
robin, too busy for my petting. That is all that I've been getting from you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. I can understand your action, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you.
When there's a dark cloud on your mind, you know, folks, listen, when clouds are near, say you needn't fear, just put on your hat, and they'll disappear. And when you're blue, and your heart is pining, you just look up, you look way, way up, and you leave all your cares behind. Yes, sir, you wear a hat, that's all you do, you wear a hat with a silver lining. When there's a dark cloud on your mind, your heart is pining, you just look up, you look up and you leave your cares behind. You wear a hat, any old hat, your grandmother's hat, your grandfather's hat, anybody's hat with a silver lining. When there's a dark cloud, a cloud upon your mind, yes sir.
Thank you.
Copenhagen, which I hope doesn't constitute an advertisement, because they'll nail us if it does. It was, you know, it's also a city in Denmark, too. But it was also, it wasn't named after that. It was named after something else, which you occasionally see at the drugstore for sale. But, no, not that. That's another thing you see at the drugstore for sale. Elmer Schaubel's Friar Society Orchestra, 1929, October 18th to be exact. Dick Feige, cornet. I think I'm pronouncing that right. They throw these vowels on the other names. You don't know what to do with them. Jack Reed, trombone. Frank Teschenbacher, clarinet. Floyd Towns, tenor sax. Carl Berger, beating that guitar. He had a little Django going there, I think. Really quite nice. Before that, Ted Lewis, we had wear a hat with a silver lining, although some unkind persons might suggest that aluminum foil would be more my style. I don't know what to say to them, but I'll meet you, I'll see you at the meeting later. And before that, we had the Casino Dance Orchestra. I don't know who that is. There's only so many reference works I have under my thumb right now. Scrappy Lambert, though, credited on the vocal. Too Busy, 1928. Well, I was too busy to look that up, obviously. That's off of Perfect 78. It's amazing how the Perfect sounds better than the Columbia. That Columbia sounds like my friend was frying bacon in the background. And I'm not frying anything, although I had a potato tonight. I'll have to admit that. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, your non-frying host, trying to do without that for a change. And now there's a lot of acoustic stuff tonight. Perhaps I should warn you, give you fair warning, but we're going to go to acoustic territory for some of these sets, and some of them are, well, it's all good stuff. As a matter of fact, here's Al Jolson in 1916. You're a dangerous girl. And a lot, believe me, I've met him too. There we go.
Just a kind of gal for me, but there is something about you makes me doubt you. Why, oh, why must it be? You dare me, Lord, and you scare me, till I love you more each day. For you're the kind that will charm and then do harm. What makes you act that way? Oh, you're beautiful. Yes, beautiful. You're wonderful.
I know you're just the kind of a gal that fools them all, and when you've got them where you want them, you let them fall. I'm fond of you, but I'm on to you. I love every smile, every curl. I'm fond of your eyes, I love your kissing, but my heart cries, stop, look and listen. Oh, you're wonderful, you're marvelous, but you're a doggone dangerous girl. Oh, oh, you're beautiful, oh, you're wonderful, you're marvelous. I know you're just the kind of a girl that makes them fall, and when you got them where you want them, just fool them all. Oh, I'm fond of you. Oh, but I'm fond of you. I love every smile, every curl. Your lips have said, don't be a stranger. Oh, but they're red. And that means danger. Oh, you're marvelous. You're wonderful. But you're a doggone dangerous girl.
Prairie. I hid behind an old oak tree and I didn't think he'd find me. I heard his fantasy advance, but I left mine behind me.
By Arthur Pryor's band, General Mix-Up, USA. A whole slew of patriotic songs in there. Sounds like they were holding the Civil War in the studio, as a matter of fact, but it was very very interesting. That was played at 78 RPM. I wasn't sure, because that was an early acoustic, about 1912. So I wasn't sure whether what speed they recorded that at. And before that, we had Nat M. Wells, speaking of pastiche, a parody on 8 familiar songs. Well, I don't know how familiar they are to people today, but they were, you know, they were big then. And, well, it was everybody's piano bench, and that was from 1913. Now, that recording, I reduced the speed by 10%, and he didn't sound like he was taking helium when I did that. So I figured that sounded like a more human tempo, but with these band guys, of course, Arthur Pryor had an absolutely wonderful brass band, one of the most amazing groups ever. So they could have played it that fast, as far as I know. So you never know, and especially if an artist didn't necessarily warrant a 12-inch 78, sometimes maybe they'd record it at a slower speed because they knew that everybody had a little adjustment device, so they could adjust it to their own liking. There was no rigid speed control, so I feel some of those were intentional, that they were not recorded at 78, but you could turn it down a notch or two to get the proper timbre of the voice, and that was a 3.5 minute close to a 3:16 performance, but at 78 it's way too fast, and he sounds like he's on something. So slowing it down helps. Before that, Al Jolson, who sounded normal on a Columbia from 1916, You're a Dangerous Girl. And I hope I'm sounding normal. This is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Sr. with Radiola, and I hope you're enjoying this. These are all rare and strange source documents. And I've got about three more crates to go, so don't get uncomfortable. Three more crates over the next, probably could do it all summer, but I won't, of course. But next, you're going to see a lot of 78 shows coming up. Don't worry. Some pretty good stuff, too. This is just the tip of the midden, as they say. And I was going to say I hadn't been able to scratch the surface, but then, of course, I try not to do that. Here's a rather strange recording, only because you have Dick Robertson here recording as Elma Trix. Now, Elma's a woman's name, and I know Elmas. They're tough, but they're not like him. So Joe Morgan's Palais d'Or Orchestra in 1931. And this is your typical 1931 dance band number with that nice chugging beat. But that's definitely Dick Robertson doing his stuff there. Very, very interesting. Thank you.
I never cared for eyes of blue, but she's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. She's got dimpled cheeks. I never cared for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks, and that's my weakness now. Oh my, oh me. Oh, I should be good, and I would be good, but she likes Bill and Coo. I never liked to Bill and Coo, but she likes to Bill and Coo, and that's my weakness now.
That's my weakness now. That was, the label says Chester Hale, and I believe Chester Hale is a real person. I also believe a lot of other people are real people, but I looked up Chester Hale, and he, in fact, was extant. With Sam Lannon and his orchestra in 1928, that's my weakness now. And I have a lot of weaknesses. You'll find out in the course of the show. And that was off of Perfect. It sounded good, too. Before that, Frank Trumbauer, off a Parlophone, which I believe was pressed from the original stampers that were used for OK. So that's as close as you're going to get to an original copy of that from me, with Eddie Lang on there and Bix and all those amazing. That was just one of my favorite records for forever. I'm Coming Virginia from 1927. And we began with Joe Morgan's Palais d'Or Orchestra, with Dick Robertson as Alma Trix, and I wonder what they had to do in the studio to get that effect. Although it was a very masculine vocal and referred to as she, so I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to stay this side of that line. I Had to Lose You, 1931, from an old banner. And this is Andy Senior with Radiola. I'm glad you're listening tonight on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamlin College, WHCL.org. And now back to acoustic land. Here are the six Brown brothers, all playing saxophones, all related to each other. What's the chance of that happening? In 1914, and I hope this is the correct speed, but one never knows. That moaning saxophone rag. Thank you. Wow, that was Harry Reeser on the with a Riga Dance Orchestra on Everybody Stop, a Irving Berlin tune from 1921, on an old okay there. Okay, well I'm fine. Trying to do my best here. Rudy Weedoff before that, Frank Band on the piano, Saxarella. Sounds like something that movie that Jane Fonda was in. It was pretty good. From 1923, off an old Victor, and the Six Brown Brothers. That moaning saxophone rag from 1914, all acoustic jobs, and I enjoy it. I enjoy this stuff, and I hope you do too. And thanks for listening. This is Radiola, and we got another hour coming up pretty quick. Let's take a little break here for for the sake of that. But here's Elmer Schobel again in his Friar Society Orchestra, 1929. Nice pun in this title. I always liked it. Prince of Wales. Yeah. Too bad he turned out to be a dud.
Thank you.